Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Hope that everyone is doing well on today. You know, I wanted to read something to you. I'm part of a women's Bible study on Wednesdays, and there was a couple of scriptures that we were studying today. It's in the book of Numbers, and it's chapter 6, is verse 22 through 27. And I wanted to read that to you, and it is going to be our prayer for today. It says in verse 22, Numbers chapter 6, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them." Verse 24, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee." And that means to look upon you with favor, "and give thee peace. And they shall put my name," or invoke my name, "upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. In Jesus' name, amen." And that's what I pray for all of us today, that the Lord bless us and keep us. He makes his face to shine upon us. He is gracious unto us, and he lifts up his face towards us to look upon us with favor and to give us peace. Amen. That is a beautiful prayer on today, and we ask that in Jesus' name, amen. Let us go back over to the book of John. We are concluding John chapter 11, and it finishes up with, we left off on verse 52. And let me just reread that. And it says, "And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." And remember, this was Caiaphas that was saying to about Jesus that it's expedient for one to die for the nation of Israel and not for that nation only. And after that, they sought every opportunity, continuing in John chapter 11 and on, they sought every opportunity to kill Jesus, to put him to death. And so they were, and the Passover was coming up, and people would come up to be purified before the Passover, and they were seeking opportunity, seeing where he was going to be at, checking the synagogues, checking around to see where he was going to be so they can seize him, snatch him up, and put him to death. So from that point on, Jesus didn't go anymore openly. He stayed in a country near Jerusalem. Well, this, let me reverse 54. "Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued," or remained, "with his disciples." And so they just kept on trying to take him, seize him and kill him. But let's go now to John chapter 12. And John chapter 12, it starts with, in verse 1, this is an account where Jesus was at a dinner at Lazarus' house, Mary and Martha, Lazarus whom he had raised from the dead. So let's begin reading. John chapter 12, verse 1. "Then Jesus, 6 days after the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." Filled with the odor of the ointment. And so Jesus came to his friend's house. They made him dinner. And Mary, out of her adoration and out of her respect and love for Jesus, she opened up this box of ointment and poured it on his feet and began to wipe his feet with her hair. Now, during that time, you know, the Israelites, they're out in the desert. They wore sandals. Their feet were very dirty. And remember back in a previous chapters in John that Jesus had washed the disciples' feet. And so that was a sign of humility and servanthood. And so here she is pouring expensive odors on the feet of Jesus that had to be full of dust and dirt from the desert out there, and she washed his feet with her hair. And so get a picture of that. You know, get a picture of the humility that Mary had and the love, and didn't care that this cost so much money and I'm going to pour it on a man's dirty feet. She had such love and respect and adoration for Jesus that she would pour this on his feet and wipe his feet with her own hair. With her own hair. And that that was a physical act, but in the spirit, we ought to have that type of approach to God. That we can take everything that we have and lay it at the feet of Jesus. We can take all of our finances, all of our, and I don't mean just going and giving all your money to the church. Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying that, yes, you pay your tithes and your offering and you give as much money as you can to further the gospel. But I'm talking about surrendering your all to Jesus, everything you have, your abilities, your talents that he gave us. Everything belongs to him, but surrendering all and having no shame. There were people there at the dinner. She had no shame. She wasn't going to like, is this going to look bad? You know, what are they going to think? You know, that I'm washing his feet with my hair. I'm pouring this expensive ointment on his feet. What are they going to say about me that I'm trying to, you know, I've heard a preacher even preach it on. You know, are they thinking that I'm going to make a play for him? Am I trying to like seduce him in some sort of way? No. It was out of her love and admiration for him. She loved him. She loved Jesus. Let's continue. Verse 4. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. This was the Judas that is going to betray Jesus. Verse 5. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Like he's worried about the poor, right? Verse 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bear that was put therein. Now, I find it very interesting that the one that was going to betray Jesus was the one that was in charge of the money bag. Think about that. Jesus put him in charge. He was the treasurer of the ministry, and he was the one that was going to betray the Lord. Think about that. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.